This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of people have been wrestling with severe storms barreling through the Deep South. Fierce winds flipped over semis in Louisiana, knocked down big trees in Mississippi, and damaged a hotel in downtown Nashville. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Authorities are reporting widespread damage in the Jackson, Tennessee area, including a nursing home and the Madison County Sheriff's Office. More than half a dozen people were injured Wednesday when a tornado struck Springdale, Arkansas. The Weather Service said that tornado would be rated at least an EF2, meaning wind speeds reached between 111 and 135 miles an hour.
President Zelensky says Ukraine is at a turning point in defending itself against Russia's invasion. He's pleading with the U.S. again for more help, and he's addressing his own people. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Explosions could be heard in the distance as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky delivered his video address to the nation Wednesday night. Russian forces continue to bombard Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv, despite Moscow having pledged to scale back operations to help build trust in peace talks. Of Russian troop movements, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says,
probably in the neighborhood of 20% of what they had, they are beginning to reposition.
But he says that's not a withdrawal.
If they're serious about de-escalation, as they claim to be, then send those troops home rather than into Belarus to resupply.
Talks between Russia and Ukraine are set to resume Friday by video.
We're learning that the Biden administration will end the asylum limits at the Mexico border that were put in place to prevent the spread of COVID. They'll end by May 23rd. The UN says nearly half of all pregnancies worldwide are unintended. Most end in abortion, it says. This is AP News. A host of Sunday's Oscars is speaking out about the Will Smith slapping incident. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
It was sickening.
Wanda Sykes says she did not see what happened on stage when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, but she had a visceral reaction when she saw the video.
I physically felt ill, and I'm still a little traumatized.
Speaking on Ellen, Sykes reserved some of her anger for the Motion Picture Academy for letting Smith hang around after all that.
You assault somebody, you get escorted out the building, and that's it. You know, but for them to let him continue, I thought it was gross.
Sykes also says she saw Rock and he apologized, fearing that the incident would overshadow the Oscars. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences condemned Smith striking Chris Rock. It says it asked Smith to leave the ceremony after he hit Chris Rock, but he refused to do so. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.